this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Doug Riggs, and I'm sure you'll enjoy him. We've had him on as a guest in the past, and he's always had something very interesting to say. But I want to just briefly comment about the debt settlement and the fact that now we're going to be able to raise the debt about $2.4 trillion. That'll be over during this next 2 years. And they've come up with a solution. They're going to cut spending by $2.4 trillion. Well, of course, that's going to be over a 10-year period, and they're going to cut the debt for the next 2 years. After that, they're going to have to raise it again because, well, this year we're going to have about a $1.4 or $1.5 trillion deficit. Next year, $1.7 trillion deficit, and similar deficits indefinitely as we simply spent ourselves to oblivion. And obviously, somebody doesn't really believe we've solved the problem because gold was up $37 to $38 an ounce today. Silver was up over $1 an ounce. And, of course, you can see how well the stock market did. I think it was down 250, 260 points. But they tell us everything's going to be fine. They've come up with a solution. They're going to get a committee, and they're going to find means, of course, getting this to work, and they're not going to raise our taxes. They're just going to go over the tax laws and alter the tax laws, and they're not going to raise our tax rate. They're just probably going to take away all the tax deductions, so we'll end up spending an additional $1 trillion in taxes, but they're not going to change the tax rate. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Good evening, Doug. Thanks very much for being with us this evening.
Yes, thanks, Dr. Stan.
Well, what's your take on what's going on? I'd like you to share with our listeners your view of unfolding events.
Well, I think, you know, as I comment from time to time and shows like yourself, is that, you know, people talk about the last days or we're at the end of this age. And my comment is that we are at the end of the end of this age. Israel is back in the land as prophesied. We see all the various events that are talked about in the scriptures that talk about the alignment of nations that would be in place against Israel towards the end. That configuration is completely in place. I think we see basically the church in the West is predominantly in a state that is defined, I believe, in Revelation as Laodicea. I'm rich and I have need of nothing. And Jesus says, you do not know that you're poor, miserable, blind, wretched, and naked. And I'm not speaking of every church, but I think, generally speaking, we've been dumbed down as Christians. I think the church, a place where people would be trained in the Word of God systematically, that's pretty much gone by the wayside.
I agree with you totally, and I think we're in real trouble, and I don't think most Christians understand that. Because, of course, they've changed the message, they've changed the music of our churches, and boy, you go to church, and a lot of the times you come out, you feel real good. Look at Joel Osteen's church, you know, 20,000, 30,000 people attend his services, because he tells them what they want to hear. People don't want to hear the message Doug is giving, that we're in real trouble as a nation, we're in real trouble as a society. We're in real trouble because I said that God is going to bring his judgment on this earth. He promised he would, and I think it's coming. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, yeah, as we've talked in the past, I think one of the best-kept secrets that has been kept from those that are responsible to teach the Word of God, and I'm referring to...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verki water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verki water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
These spiritual forces working within their lives that many times they don't even understand how this came about. Some of these, of course, are victims of government programs. For instance, Ted Kaczynski. Most people don't understand the Unabomber was actually the victim of a CIA mind control program. There's a book written about it. We have it in our library. And when Chris Wood was at Harvard, why he entered this program, and they paid him, and they simply systematically destroyed his faith in everything, in God and family and country. And then after destroying this man's mind, they turned him loose on society. And we should be surprised that we have the Unabomber. But why doesn't anybody talk about the CIA's involvement in the programming of Ted Kaczynski? And, of course, then you have the other people who are victims of satanic mind abuse, certainly. And sometimes there's an overlap there because there is a dark component, certainly, within our intelligence agencies where there's a spiritual component introduced into people. But, Doug, you work with the people all the time, predominantly Christians, who have these spiritual problems. So why don't you just sort of develop this idea? Because really what people don't understand is there are probably millions of people who have dissociated personalities here in the United States, definite victims of these mind control programs, whether they're satanic, whether the CIA, and so you know Colin Ross, don't you, who wrote the CIA Doctors?
Yes. In fact, one of his clients came to me a number of years ago, who had been on his clinic there in Dallas, and she called me because they had referred someone had spoken about me at the time, and so she called me and wanted to talk with me, And I just do my repertoire of asking questions, and I ask her how it went, you know, when she was there. And Dr. Ross had actually worked with her, and basically she told me that she was integrated, that she was finished. And so I did the little thing that I do is ask a few questions to see if just, you know, if that's true, which I don't do anymore. But she was manifesting on the phone within about 10 minutes in a different personality state, highly demonized. And yet she had come back from there, and she thought she was through. And the point is that I can appreciate those people like Dr. Ross. He's done a great work. But I do not believe he's a professing Christian. So what I'm saying is that the secular people, as well-meaning as they may be, they cannot touch the spiritual component. And if you don't understand the spiritual dynamics that with the trauma-based mind control, there are spiritual entities that are purposely channeled in and attached to the person's identity structure. And I mean, it can be a vast, a complex system. And if a person doesn't understand the spiritual component, that they will not be ultimately free. But I do appreciate his work and what he has done. But I have to say, frankly, that if you don't know the Lord, then there will be you will only be able to take these people so far.
I think you're absolutely right. And I don't think he is coming from a Christian point of view. I think he understands the dissociative personality.
Yeah.
But if you don't understand the spiritual component of what's going on today, you can't understand what is really taking place any more than you can understand what's taking place politically, and if you don't understand the spiritual forces. And we can talk what we want to about Republicans and Democrats and philosophy and right and left and liberal and conservative, but if you don't understand the spiritual forces, well, you can't understand what is really taking place. If you're dealing with these people, these tragic people with the dissociative personalities, if you don't realize the spiritual forces that are at work, why, of course, you're never going to be able to get them completely well. I mean, they may think they're well, they may be able to function better, but of course, this is a matter of the soul as much as it is of the mind. So you pick the story up because you deal with these people. How long have you been dealing with these people with dissociative personalities?
Oh, I actually started in 1985, but I didn't recognize the disorder as what it was then called, multiple personality disorder, until 1991. And I began to go to seminars, professional seminars, where, you know, psychologists were going for postgraduate work because I wanted to understand the trauma side of the disorder. And so I began to study and learn as much as I could through the years in the 90s to at least understand the psychological dynamics. But then most of what I've learned spiritually is, on the spiritual side, is just actually working with these people. So it's been over 25 years now, and as I look back, if I wished I knew what I knew today, because the people that I had to learn on, they had to travel the long and slow journey while they're waiting for people like me to learn. But now we've got some people that have come to us, young people, and within 2 years we have covered more ground in terms of undoing highly complex programming. We've done more in 2 years than when we were on the learning curve, it took us 15 to 20 years previously.
And, of course, one of the things I first got interested in this back about 1994 when I first went on the air, and people kept calling me and telling me about how terrible these false memories were, syndromes were, and how these people are being programmed with false memories about the trauma-based mind control, and of course it really wasn't. It was all imaginary. It wasn't real, and there were organizations on the false memory syndrome, and certainly there were. They would have the convention meetings, and yet people would go there, and of course, all about false memory. And of course, but who was organizing this? Why, the CIA was organizing it, because people were beginning to understand what had been done to them, and they had to convince them it was all in their mind, none of this was real. And there were people like Jolly West and other people, key officials of the CIA, organizing all across America chapters of the false memory syndrome, trying to make people believe that all these memories that they had were coming flooding back and devastating their minds were all just false memories. And of course, the government spent a great deal of money trying to cover their tracks, didn't they?
Yes, and in fact, Dr. Ewan Cameron, who was experimenting there in Montreal, the people that he destroyed, there was a class action lawsuit against him, and I think there was at least 9 or 10 in one particular group that collected, and you know, it was the CIA that was sued because it was the CIA that was sponsoring it. And they settled. I mean, it never went to court, so why was it settled? But they didn't want the publicity. And the point is, why were they using, and why did they establish the false memory syndrome as a front? I think two reasons, to cover their investment in what they were doing, but also to defame those that would sue them. And, you know, distract from the fact that what these people are reporting really happened. So, yeah, it was a cover-up. And, you know, it's not just the CIA. The people I've worked with, they were programmed at Tavistock Institute outside of London. That has was a major programming center, not known to the public. If it went to Tavistock, you would not necessarily see that, but they have facilities that were actually pioneered in terms of protocols by Dr. Josef Mengele in Germany and Dr. John Bowlby and others, Piaget. These people are all gone now, and there are others that have filled in their shoes. But this is a protocol that was developed under Josef Mengele in Nazi Germany to split the personality and to basically channel in spirits so that that person would become a weapon and to carry out an agenda in various fronts, in society and government, military, and a strategic target was the church. And it was supernaturally driven. I mean, yes, there were human beings that were involved and were very committed to this cause, but if we don't understand that the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, as we see in Ephesians 2:2, the spiritual forces of wickedness that are in the heavenlies, Ephesians 6:12. If we don't see how that interfaces and drives all this, then we're very ignorant of our worldview and where we are in history.
Well, so you mentioned Dr. Mengele the last time we talked. You know, certainly everybody should know that Dr. Mengele was allowed to escape to South America. He was part of the rat line, financed in large part by the CIA and British intelligence and a small satanic component working at the upper echelons of the Vatican. It's the rat line, R-A-T. You can certainly look it up on the internet. There were somewhere between 10 and 50,000 of the most vicious Nazis who were allowed to escape to South America. Only two of them were ever apprehended. The Jews actually didn't go after them because they made a deal with Nelson Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller would give them the votes to get the State of Israel, but they had to promise they wouldn't go after the Nazis in South America. Nelson Rockefeller told them, you can either have a Jewish state or you can have vengeance. Which do you want? Well, they took the Jewish state. But that's why the Jews never tried to get the Nazis in South America. They knew they were there. They knew where they were all across the world. But, of course, they'd made a deal, and it was a bad deal, but they had to put up with it. They wanted the votes in the United Nations to establish the State of Israel. But I talked to actually three different people in my career that said that they'd met Dr. Mengele in this country. I asked Dr. Colin Ross if he had ever encountered anybody who said that he had encountered Dr. Mengele, and he said he'd had several of his people who'd encountered in this country Dr. Mengele, who's actually here working on these mind control problems. And I guess Doc, have you ever encountered anybody who said that they encountered Mengele?
Yes, in fact, we just did an interview with a number of our survivors, some from our assembly here and some from out of state. I did an interview here about 2 months ago, and people can listen to those interviews on the Bite Show. It's titled Remembering Dr. Mengele, and it is the testimony of those who were involved in his programming and trauma-based mind control.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Doug, you go right ahead. Certainly, but people are improving far better. Do you think that the people who are coming from this, from a Christian point of view, certainly do better than the average?
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Frank Putnam, who are secular MDs, but they've done very good work with dissociative identity disorder, written good books. He said the primary misdiagnosis up until the mid-80s was schizophrenia. And schizophrenia is a biological disorder. It can only be treated with drugs, not treated with therapy, whereas dissociative identity disorder is a trauma-related disorder, and it can only be dealt with through counseling or therapy. So, but working with these people, you just have to go, you just work with them where they are, and as these different areas begin, the dissociation, the amnesia, the denial begins to break down, then as they get in touch with these different areas of trauma, they will go into child states, and some of these states will be very charged demonically. So we have to clear off the demonic attachments, so that we can get to the humanity that's been damaged. And they'll be in various age states when they come forward, in infant states, child states. And a person that works with this is very familiar, but someone who is not, they need to be trained and see how it works. And once they get familiar with the process, then people who have this history can begin to get help.
Well, how would you separate, say, schizophrenia from one of these multiple, multiple personalities, these trauma-based alterations of the personality?
Okay. Well, as I said, schizophrenia is, according to the literature and diagnosis, is a brain disorder. It's an actual disease. It can only be treated with drugs. In other words, counseling a schizophrenic will not help them. If people have seen the movie It's a Beautiful Mind, he basically was delusional, hallucinogenic. He heard voices outside of his head. Whereas a person who is a multiple dissociated, they don't hear voices outside their head, they hear voices inside their head. And it's not a disease. It is a trauma-related disorder. So it's a completely different diagnosis, but different clinicians, depending on how they interpret what's presenting, it's often one of the most misdiagnosed. It could be diagnosed as borderline. It could be diagnosed as bipolar, attention deficit. These can be just aspects or facets of DID, where a person is actually more complex in terms of their response to trauma. So it takes some time and some skill to be able to understand this, but with the Lord's help and the perseverance, it's like anything else. You become more adept at being able to understand and work with this. And so,
well, now, are these people paranoid at all? Do they believe that people are conspiring against them, or is that would be more like the schizophrenic?
No, it's different with each person. It depends on where you are, Dr. Stan, in their journey. You may. If you go into a particular area of their life that's dissociated, they may be in a state of terror. But once you help facilitate them and ground them and release that part of their identity that's been trapped in terror to come into the present, as I use the term, and reconnect with their host person, then it diffuses and it's the problem is solved. But yeah, these people can be triggered by various things in their everyday life, in marriage. If they're, intimate issues between husband and wife, that will trigger sexual abuse, and so they have difficulties in marriage and having a normal relationship. So there are a number of ways to assess and access these areas that involve a trauma that's trapped through dissociation and help the person reassociate with these areas and come to wholeness.
And the difficulty is that so many doctors, many psychiatrists don't even recognize these things. I mean, I know that some of them do. I know one of my very good friends, a woman we knew quite well, actually went to a psychiatrist for some time, and finally he just said, I really can't help you, but what you ought to do is go up and see this gentleman. And he, of course, did this. He was a grass farmer up in Oregon, and he had a very, very good certainly, coming from a Christian point of view, was able to help many, many people with dissociative personalities. But the average psychiatrist really wouldn't even recognize this.
No, that's correct. Yeah, and the psychologists are more acceptable in some areas. But it's interesting, in Great Britain, the greatest resistance to even recognizing the diagnosis is found in Great Britain, and I understand why. Now knowing that's the center of so much occult activity, and of course Tavistock Institute being there.
And Chris Tavistock is one of the centers of this whole thing. Well, our guest, of course, is Doug Riggs. He's an ordained minister, has his church, but this is his calling. This is his ministry on the Sydney, and he counsels people with dissociative personalities. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment, but this is so prevalent today.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea.
The This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
They've come from either government programs or from satanic families. Many of them are raised in satanic families with satanic ritual abuse. But, of course, what happens is they develop dissociative personalities because they don't like to think about these things from their past. And, of course, as they grow older, sometimes these things come back again, rushing back and totally disable them. Could this really be real? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I've known people that certainly had this sort of problems, and we've talked to other people who've actually treated them. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But of course, Russ Dizdar talks about this. He's analyzed this, and Russ will be on with us soon. He feels that there are millions of these people, many of them in bed program, for the coming crisis in our society. And of course, they will be triggered. They've been prepared. When the word is given, these people begin participating in all sorts of just totally irrational acts and create a state of disruption in our society. And they're simply waiting to be triggered, almost like a Manchurian candidate. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Doug, do you have a website or anything you'd like to get out?
Well, the interviews I've done can be found on the Byte Show, the B-Y-T-E show, and when you go on there, there's the guest section. If you click on guest, my name is there, Douglas Riggs, and my page appears when you click on my name. of the interviews and the basically the Bible studies and that I presented there that I feel are important for Christians for these last days.
Well, now, did you participate in this big conference that they had in the East here at Tom Horn had put on?
Yes, I went to Branson, and it was quite a large gathering there, over 650 attendees. And it's very interesting, Dr. Stan. I went to hear Doug Woodward, who is he co-authors with Tom Horn, and they're working on projects together. He's written three books, and he would be a great guest for you to interview. In fact, I'll be visiting with him tomorrow. But
if you wouldn't mind just emailing me his address, a telephone number, I'll be glad to get hold of him. I would like to get him.
Okay, sure.
I've heard good things about him.
Yes, he's a tremendous man. Well, I went to his workshop. It was titled Antichrist and Übermensch, which is the German term for overman or superman. And he gave a tremendous history going back to Madame Blavatsky and Eckhart, who initiated Hitler into the occult. And he was up there talking in the workshop, and then he got towards the end, and he says, well, now, there's these reports of these Nephilim mothers. And he referred to that and with Russ Dizdar, and I looked at him. I said, well, that's not Russ, that's me. I was the one that posted the Nephilim mother interviews. And so I just explained that to him, and so he asked me to come up and share at the end of the presentation, which is all videoed. I mean, it's videoed on his program. So we got to talking afterwards and emailing. And he has a desire to learn more about this and how this fits into the whole New World Order and the agenda to bring in Antichrist. So,
well, tell us what about the Nephilim mothers now. I'm not really acquainted with that. Certainly we know of the Nephilim. They were certainly the byproduct of the demonic spirits and the daughters of men. And, of course, they had created the giants, and they certainly were one of the reasons why, of course, God intervened and destroyed the earth after about 1600 years, and brought the great flood, and the purpose of the flood was to destroy all living things that were not on the ark, and certainly then, of course, starting in literally all over again. And there is so much evidence. I mean, really, is scientific evidence, not just the Bible, but if you haven't seen the DVDs we have. It's called The Judged Creation, put out by Pastor Billy Crone. I think it's 10 DVDs. I think we just finished them. All the evidence that the story of Noah and the Ark is real, but of course the Nephilim were here before, and they were somehow here if they were here after. As Pastor Crone points out from the scriptures, the Nephilim were here before the flood. When the earth was, of course, consumed with evil, and then they were here afterwards. What's this about Nephilim mothers?
Well, those are the title of the interviews that I've done over the past couple of years. I've done several interviews titled Nephilim Mothers, and what it is, it's those that we're working with that have been ritually abused, that are descendants of members of the royal family in Europe. They describe their history, their experience in abuse, that they were basically selected by their fathers. The fathers would sire these women, but in order to have wealth and power and influence as heads of the New World Order, they had to give the women over to the programmers and the powers of darkness so that they would be used in the hybrid breeding program that is now going on. And Jesus prophesied this. He says, as it was in the days of Noah, so will be the return of the Son of Man, Matthew 24:37. It is a similar prediction in Luke 17. And so these women who have survived sustained ritual abuse, they just describe their history of how they were used as a part of the current hybrid breeding program that many have talked about for years. Dr. David Jacobs has interviewed a number of these people, his videos. He wrote a book called The Threat. And even though he's not a Christian, he's very concerned about the vast proliferation that this program has been going on for over for decades, and so as strange and bizarre as this sounds, these women have reported exactly the phenomenon that is described in Genesis 6.
And they all tell pretty much the same story then, without knowing one another.
Oh yes, I mean I not only people here, but I've. You know, I worked with this one person. I cannot name her, but if I named her, people would know. She went by a code name. She wrote all these different articles on ritual abuse. She was a survivor. She came and worked with me, and when I just do what I do and helping them get in touch with their trauma, when we started to go into this area of conception, of a conception event at age 13, she jumped up and ran out of the room, and I just stayed there. I just waited. Something was triggering her. When she came back, this very strong persona was saying, so-and-so is not ready for this. We cannot proceed any further. I said, well, that's your choice. And from that moment on, that woman has never posted anything on her website again. Why? Because where we were, she was getting in touch with the memory of a conception event where she had to produce hybrid. And it was so horrific that her denial system came out, a protector came out and blocked the main person from proceeding any further. So it's very traumatic, and there are people from all over that I've heard this from, but the people that I have interviewed on the Bite Show, these people have worked through this, and they've come out into a great measure of freedom and wholeness. And this is not just any kind of trauma. This is the most traumatic aspect of anyone's history of trauma is the conception event that occurs as is described in Genesis 6.
As it was in the days of Noah. I mean, that, of course, is really what this is all about. And that basically, of course, the same forces are at work today that existed in the days before the Great Flood is what you're suggesting.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if we understand the enemy, when he fell, only one-third followed him. Satan, we know that from that scripture in Revelation 12. So in order for him to make a stand in the last battle of Armageddon, as we see in Revelation chapter 16 and chapter 17 and chapter 19, where he will wage war against the Lamb. That's what it says, Satan and the armies of Antichrist. He must do something to fill in the ranks. He has to increase his numbers. And so the hybrid breeding program is the twofold. It's his way of building a vast army that's supernatural in power and strength, but also its design is it's an attack upon mankind to thwart the purpose of God in people being saved, and of course the church coming to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. His goal is to buy as much time as he can, and this particular phenomenon that's going on, I don't believe the reports we have. It began. Coincident with the birth of the nation of Israel, and it's been going on since.
So we're talking about, 50 years, a little over 50 years now, almost 60 years.
Yeah, the birth of the nation of Israel is the key prophetic sign that indicates that we're in the last generation. We don't know the day or the hour, but we can certainly know we're in the final generation.
And I really think that's so difficult for the average individual to believe this sort of thing. I mean, we live in a material world. We live in a rational world. We live in a visible world. But there's a mystical world, a spiritual world, an invisible world out there. And there really are spiritual forces. A lot of people find it very difficult to believe that there is this other entity out there, this other force. Because, you know, unless, of course, you deal with this, unless you talk to people who've been part of it, it just sounds, well, almost like something you'd see on television.
Yes. In fact, in the West, there's a professor of missiology. His name is Dr. Timothy Warner. He's a professor of missiology at Trinity Evangelical Seminary, which is a very, very top-level seminary. He wrote a book on spiritual warfare, and one of his chapters, I think chapter 2 and 3, is titled, What is Your Worldview? Something of that nature. And here was his comment as a professor of missiology. In the West, that the Christians are the most secularized when it comes to the supernatural. If you go into third world nations, they're very much attuned to the biblical worldview in terms of the supernatural. But only in the West have we been dumbed down, and in a place where it's difficult for Christians to accept the biblical worldview of the supernatural and its effect that it has upon mankind. And of course, if you go to Genesis 6, Dr. Stan, they have the whole I believe it's a heretical view, the line of Seth. The Beriha Elohim there, Job 1 and 2 and 38, they clearly refer to angels. And the sons of God are only a creation of God, whereas the daughters of men whom they married, the word daughters of men there in Genesis 6 are daughters of Adam. So you have sons of God, daughters of Adam, and they mated. Why? It was Satan's assault on the seed of the woman in Genesis 3:15 to corrupt that seed so that the Messiah would not be able to come as man. He had to be man to redeem us. So if we understand the strategy, if people go on Tom Horn's website, there's a book there titled Corrupting the Image by Doug Hamp. I met him at the conference. It's a tremendous book. He goes through a lot of this strategy. And so if people can get that, and there's others that have been written. Earth's Earliest Ages was released in 1876 by G.H. Pember. And he said that there were two eruptions, one in the pre-flood and one post-flood in the land of Canaan. He said there will be a third and final eruption of fallen angels just prior to the return of the Son of Man, with the result of Nephilim returning to the earth. George Hawkins Pember, in 1876, released that prophetic word that there would be a third and final eruption prior to the return of the Son of Man. And but where have Christians heard this? Have Christians heard of I.D.E. Thomas's the Omega Conspiracy, Satan's final assault on the kingdom of God, where he connects all this with the UFO deception and how this is all a part of the end time, Satan's end game? And the problem is that Christians have been dumbed down. I think pastors have been dumbed down because they haven't had the correct interpretation, at least of this passage. And if you don't have Genesis 6 correct, you know, 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, and Jude 6 and 7 makes it very clear that these angels that sinned were thrown into Tartarus, that is the hell. Well, that isn't all of them. Satan's not in hell, so that's a specific group. So an accurate understanding of the Word of God, and if people were taught these things, this wouldn't sound so bizarre, Dr. Stan, that they were taught the Word of God as it should be taught.
Well, you know, I've lived in other countries, and many of these other countries, of course, they're much more aware of the supernatural. We know, since we lived in South Africa for a time, and there, of course, the people, really, at least the black population, really knew that there was a supernatural. In fact, they would go to the witch doctor before they go to the white doctor. You'd always tell when they'd been to the witch doctor because they'd have the burn marks on them, the three little vertical of scars that they had from going to the witch doctor. But of course, all the maids, we had a maid, and of course she had her bed up on paint cans, four paint cans, one under each leg of the bed. And we'd had no idea what that was until my wife went to a meeting and a woman was there. She was a white witch doctor. She'd actually was the wife of a traitor that lived with the Venda people, and she was become a witch doctor. And she said, you know, if you have a maid, she puts her bed up on paint cans, and the reason she does is because there's a demon. He's called Togolots, and he will come and climb into bed with her if you don't have that. They believe this. Now, I'm not saying this is real, but they really believe this. They're so aware of the supernatural in these other countries. And here you talk about this sort of thing, people are just, they just laugh at you. But believe me, over there, they really do believe in the witch doctors, and the witch doctors sometimes do truly have supernatural power. And they said, this is true in Haiti, this is true in countries all throughout the world. We like to think of them as not as civilized as we are. But then I wonder if we, as our civilization is taken away from us, the true view of reality and the spiritual battle that's being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of civilization.
Yes, and I think people would be interested in hearing that as a pastor of a Bible church before I got into this work, there was a woman, she's just a sweet little lady with two kids, just a mom, plain everyday mom. She came banging on my door one day, rapidly saying, I'm not the devil's child, I'm not the devil's child. She had the Bible in her hand, and she was just in a state of panic. She comes in. I didn't even know about multiple personality at the time. I was just teaching the Word of God, and her name is Judy. I said, Judy, come in. What's going on? And she kept rapidly saying, I'm not the devil's child. I said, come in and sit down. And she kept saying that. I said, Judy, put the Bible down and tell me what's going on. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, tell me what's going on. And she dropped the Bible, she went into a trance, she looked straight ahead, and a guttural voice, you can't have her, she's mine. That's what came out of her voice. And of course I knew, I said, this is a manifestation. So So the battle was on, and this went on for several hours. She's crawling around on the floor like a snake, and hissing and cursing and all this kind of thing. And if knowing what I know now, I could probably dealt with it in about 10 minutes or 5 or 10 minutes. But back then, I didn't have time to go back in my study and revamp my my view on demonology and how this could affect a Christian, Dr. Stan. I had to deal with it right on the spot.
Well, I think that the Christians better understand that there is this realm. It's not imaginary. It's real. And I think we're going to see more manifestations of the dark side of the spirituality. I mean, there are all sorts of things out there that are there. They're not imaginary. It gets into UFOs. It gets into demonic possessions. They're growing in intensity just as it was in the days of Noah. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here with Doug Riggs. Well, Doug, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Go right ahead.
Well, I would just encourage people not to live in fear. God has not given us...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
On. We have a wonderful, wonderful DVD. It's called The Dark Awakening. It's interviews with Russ Dizdar, Dr. Colin Ross, Sydney. There's an interview there with a fellow named Reed. And you'd probably like to, and you should get the program we did tonight with Doug Riggs. It's a very, very important interview. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're moving closely towards a climax in civilization, as it was in the days of Noah. Don't put this to one side. This is really very, very real. Well, this is the time when I do need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you, and certainly we want to thank those people who've really given so generously to help us. We manage to keep our head above the water. Certainly, has a lot of people are not ordering as many tape sets and DVDs and the other things we produce as they have before, but people have come through very generously to with gifts. So it all helps, and believe me, we don't take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary, my son does get a small salary because he's the engineer and he does all of our artwork and he produces our DVDs and our CDs and he keeps the station going. He's a radio engineer. He can make a great deal of money, but he gets free room and board and Sydney works with us and keeps things going. But the only person who gets a very small salary plus a secretary and her husband. But if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Certainly, if you know radio stations that would be willing to pull us down, or you those sponsors would be willing to sponsor our programs, we're looking for a new one. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Remember that four-tape set, The Dark Awakening. The Dark Awakening. And I think you'll find it fascinating. It covers something, this whole idea of the dissociated personalities and the spiritual forces which have brought it about. Now, we have a four-tape set on the supernatural. We certainly have a talk given by Joanna Michelson, The Beautiful Side of Evil. It's a DVD. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to certainly get our talks on the Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret. And what are the secrets? Well, you're going to have to listen to the talks, but there's syllabuses with each one so that you can determine if what I'm telling you is the truth. And what, of course, the President of the United States mentions not once but twice in his inaugural address about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. The angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. What is he talking about? Who is the president? When was it said? Probably you heard the speech, but you didn't understand the speech. And this is why, Chris, this is why we try to interpret the things for you. And, of course, when that same president talks about when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. What is the new order of the ages? Well, you'll find it beneath the phrases at on the back of our dollar bill, beneath the occult pyramid capped by the Luciferian glorified eye in the triangle. And then the new order of the ages is Novo Ordo Seclorum. That's the phrase you'll find on the back of the dollar bill. When our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. So said the President of the United States in his 2005 inaugural address. So you need to get the information. You need to read it. You need to understand what it's about and then help us reach others. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices,
oh, beautiful.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Paul Smith. And Paul Smith, since he's been with Calvary Chapel for many, many years, his brother Chuck Smith is the senior pastor there. Paul has written a wonderful book called The New Evangelicalism, and certainly The New World Order is the subtype. And, you know, simply I read a lot of religious books, but this is the sort of book you read, and you read a sentence and you think, I want to read that again. And it's a very profound book, and it talks about certainly what's going on in the world today. It has many things in this, many things you'll hear right here at Radio Liberty, many of the same quotations we use, because Paul is certainly looking at what's going on in the world today, certainly from the point of view of understanding that there is this movement towards a one-world government. But, of course, we have to understand that this is all founded in the occult. And basically, the book goes into this supernatural battle that's taking place, and most people don't even understand that battle is taking place. Thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Monteith. It's a privilege to be with you.
Well, certainly, this book is just a relatively new book, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right.
We just published, I think, about maybe 6 weeks ago.
All right, fine. Well, we got one of the first copies of it. I think that probably it was put out certainly by, was that put out by Lighthouse Publishers?
No. This has been put out by The Word for Today and just the Calvary, the ministry of the radio ministry of the Word for Today.
Well, I think it's certainly a very, very important book. And what is the message that you're trying to get out with this for the Christians across America who really don't understand the true spiritual nature of what's going on in the world today?
I was concerned about the direction the emergent church was taking. I have two of my nephews that became very involved with it, and so it became a very personal matter to me, as well as the pastors that I had been working with for about 4 years, Calvary Chapel pastors, that are some of them second generation, third generation pastors. And it was, my concern was, of course, the various directions that this leadership network and their involvement in becoming involved with the mega churches in particular that seem to have greater influence on our American culture than academia and the universities. They were getting things done. And this impressed the economist, Peter Drucker. And so with Bob Buford, they started Leadership Network and began appealing to the larger churches in our country. And they had a movement toward the toward this taking care of. Actually, Drucker had in the first half of the 20th century felt that the corporations in the United States would be those that provided retirement and your health care and other benefits.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Please go right ahead. And I'm sure this is really very appealing to many young ministers. You could be a success. I mean, you could have a big church. You could make a lot of money. You could bring a lot of people into the church. You could have suddenly a large congregation. But the question is not whether this is successful from man's point of view, but what about from God's point of view? And I think that, this, as you bring out so well, so much of this is aimed at a success in the material world, but not necessarily in the spiritual world.
Correct.
You go right ahead.
As I began to, I was invited to meet with Peter Drucker for 3 days, and Bob Buford, who had been with Drucker. He took over his family business in Tyler, Texas, when he was in his early 20s. And he recognized that Peter Drucker was the economic guru in the United States, and so he went to him for advice in the building of the family business out of Tyler that involved radio. And he developed, through Drucker's advice, they became very close. And this would be in the, perhaps the mid-60s. I did not get involved until the mid-80s. It was not involvement other than 3 days. But some of our younger pastors became involved and joined Leadership Network. And then, of course, they have the leader-to-leader operation for businessmen who are interested in fulfilling their life. The first half of life is making your fortune, and the second half is finding significance in life. And I was just for 3 days, but then I learned a lot about it from my nephews that were very much involved, and from others that I had met at the meeting we had. There were professors from Fuller Seminary, and some of our young men continued with meetings in Colorado, and were attracted to the growth factors.
Now, but was this really primarily the attraction, was the fact that it was going to be a matter of success, that it was really going to... It had more to do with success than with preaching the Word of God? Was this the thing?
Well, this is what it seemed to turn out to be.
Hold on, Tom. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris, I guess, is Paul Smith, and he's a minister. He's been a minister, I guess, for a long, long, long time. He's as old as I am, and and this at the back, but in the early 80s, he had the chance to. Was it the early 80s that you met Peter Drucker?
It was the mid-80s.
The mid-80s. He met Peter Drucker and certainly a lot of other ministers, and they were telling you this was the secret to success. This was the secret to actually, of course, getting the Word of God out, but we were going to have to modify the Word of God. We were going to teach people corporate techniques and organizational techniques, and these would be successful. And had basically, instead of talking about spiritual things, they talked about success. And it was very attractive. Of course, certainly Paul talked about how several of his nephews got caught up into this, and then the other people he knew, ministers, got caught up in this. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of ministers have been caught up with the teachings of Peter Drucker and certainly of other people involved in the church growth movement. And it gives great success. And some of these churches have 30, 40,000 people in them. How wonderful that is. But the thing is it preaching the Word of God? So, Paul, you go ahead and pick up the story. You're actually going to these meetings. You spent 3 days attending meetings given by Peter Drucker. But, of course, obviously, you felt there was something missing from the message, didn't you?
That's correct. It was, it simply put, it's humanism, accommodated within the church. Peter Drucker himself, he said that he was not a Christian. And he said this not long before he passed. And he made that statement. In fact, the information that I became concerned, and I had read an article by Sarah Leslie where the Secretary of Education, Bennett, had adopted Peter Drucker's program of systems management and applied it to, they were wanting to apply it to homeschooling. And so she was representing the Republican Party in Ohio. And she had written it on the basis of not understanding anything other than Drucker, and she went into his background. He and Kissinger had graduated from Frankfurt University and had been brought to the United States by David Rockefeller, and this had occurred before World War II. Drucker was from Vienna in Austria, and Kissinger from Germany, both from elitist families who discussed a one-world order, very much into a one-world order, along with David Rockefeller on the economic or banking or money part of it. And so the two of them were brought to the United States, put on the Committee for Strategic Studies that had morphed into our CIA after World War II. And Drucker, of course, he began working with the corporations in the first half of the century. Meeting Bob Buford, he found in the megachurch, and I'm dealing only with the purpose-driven model of Rick Warren here in Southern California. I don't try to take up Hybels and some of the others that have followed the plan of the leadership network And then it was Mark Driscoll up in Seattle who, spending time with Ravi Zachariah at a luncheon following Ravi's address to a group of the students at the University of Washington, Ravi was asked, and actually Mark had asked him what he was going to focus on in his next year of study. And he said, well, the emergent church, because it seems to have the roots for aberrant theology, and I have a concern about them. And Mark did separate himself from that. They were trying to find these young, enterprising men. They were recruiting them, and then they were meeting, and they were having these meetings across the country, and with Drucker as speaking to these young men. So it's something that had a good head start, and before it really became a very significant movement, and that was only identified by many in 95, but many did not even understand it into this century. And I take up neo-evangelicalism because of, and I take up three different colleges, Princeton that had gone modern in 1929, Fuller Seminary, and their struggles that Marsden points out in his book, and as he was asked by President Hubbard to do a historical background on and do just write a history of the Fuller Seminary movement, and he was the one who had was given access to all of their papers, and he published, and then his paperback book came out with 10 pages dealing with the revision or study of Fuller, I forget what he called it, but they did not like what he had written. But George Marsden had Erdman, he was familiar with him, and he had negotiated to have Erdman Press publish his book. And so it came out. And then this is about the time then when Harold and Zell, became vice president there at Fuller, and he was dealing with the changes, and he began to be concerned about the direction it was going. And then the men that had helped Charles Fuller, a strong fundamentalist pastor, and the old-fashioned revival hour, he was on 650 stations across the country, and this is when modernism was coming strong at the turn of the century, and we had Darwinism and these things coming. And so it was the fundamentalists, many of them coming from the denominational churches, and when these denominational churches were going to this modernism, they were becoming independent, many of them. Charles Fuller himself, graduate of Pomona College, he went to Biola, he went back to work on the orange groves with his dad in Placentia, and then R.A. Torrey was president of Biola at that time, and the two owners, or the fellows that started Union Oil Company, they published The Fundamentals. They've been recently republished by Baker, but it's 90 articles, and it's sort of a reaction to modernism. Of course, now we're at the point where modernism is old, and the science just did not have the answers, and so it's postmodernism or existentialism that say that there are no absolutes. Well, this is the theme, I feel, is getting to this in my heart. It was, we needed to get back to the inerrancy of the Word of God and true truth, as Francis Schaeffer calls it. And not only that, but then the work of the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord promised that he would, after he ascended to the Father, he would send the Holy Spirit come, and he would lead us into all truth, and revealing the Word of God to our hearts.
And I think you made the point very well that there are two worldviews. It's either the Bible is accurate as far as it's the fulfillment of the Word of God, it's accurate in every way, or it's not. And if it's not, then of course we have to find another solution. But you can't take the Bible and simply say, well, I'm going to take this part of it, the other part of it, or, you know, it's got a lot of wonderful teaching in it, it's got a lot of good things from God, but there are a lot of things in it that just aren't right. And just that, of course, we look at the stories of Noah and the Ark, which that's pretty credible, the story, you know, and all those animals on there. And then what about Jonah and the whale? But once we begin doing this sort of thing, and we begin sort of picking and choosing, then, of course, we can no longer talk about the fact that the Bible is accurate, the inerrant Word of God. And this is where we begin creating our own separate religion. And this is really your concern, that man is turning against the biblical teachings.
Yeah.
And certainly, we're warned this was going to happen in the latter days, weren't we?
Yes, we were. But one of the verses, I think, as Paul is speaking to Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, he says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's a couple words, Greek words, and that inspiration, but it's God-breathed. And it's given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the Son of Man may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Now, my question is, does the Holy Spirit inspire, Holy Spirit inspire lies? certainly, if all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, does that mean that that God lies? And I'm on the side that no, he doesn't.
Well, it makes life a lot simpler if you just accept the inerrancy of God instead, rather than trying to rationalize this, because we are incapable of understanding.
That's it.
Well, you go right ahead. Sydney, you talk about this real battle, you know, and how these...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
The emerging church, and basically people said, oh, you shouldn't be, critical. Well, you have to be critical, because this emerging church is taking people away from the truth and, of course, leading them to what I think is eternal damnation. But you pick up the story there, Paul.
One of the things that as you were sharing this matter of truth, when you begin with the Word of God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. You have order and design, and it leads man to freedom, to civility, and respect for all mankind who've been created in the image of God. God is the one and only God who has revealed himself in his written inerrant word, and his written revelation is the only true measurement of truth. You begin with man, humanism, and man's humanistic attempt to bring order to mankind, but man can only produce, it seems, confusion, chaos, disorder, and bondage, with really a lack of freedom, and strife develops between these men who believe they've evolved further than others and consider themselves the rightful rulers of mankind. And so we're in a society today that we're looking for change. We look for those men that are going to bring about, they're the elitist group. what is it? We have in our government of the Senate, 500 and some men seem to have the idea that they have the right ideas that are going to save our nation from all of the issues that exist out there, and they're going to save us also from the aliens in outer space, asteroids that will implode the Earth. That will happen in the at one time, but this will be God's doing. But the dangers associated with global warming, and Proverbs tells us simply that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And until we, I think, face the issue of what is truth, and it's a very postmodern question today, since we've come to a place where science does not have all the answers for man's inquiring mind. And so now today we have postmodern man without God, who does not know God, or at least has lost his faith in God. And many have reverted to what we find in the scriptures and of postmodern man that Paul warns about in Colossians. He says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For it's in him that dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. So I just choose God's way over man's way, and it sure has brought a tremendous amount of comfort to my heart when I was a young man, and I said, Lord, I think I have all of my senses together. It seems as though my mind is as clear as a bell, and I want you to know that I believe that your word is your inerrant word to me, and I accept it, Lord Jesus, and I thank you that you've given me truth that I can live with, and I can just adopt. I was teaching in the secular schools, teaching history and political science and historiography. I introduced that. I felt like that was a good subject. It takes all of the various approaches to explaining history. And there's no better history book as we have from Dr. Wilson, who left Princeton when they went modern in 29 and started with Gresham Machen, the Greek scholar, Dr. Wilson, Van Til. These fellows all went down and started the school there in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. I'm trying to think of the school there. But anyway, thank God for the word.
Well, I certainly agree with you. And basically, when we try to understand history independent of the scriptures, we get into all sorts of problems. The greatest certainty, a history book of true history is the Bible itself. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless us.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess, of course, is Paul Smith, his book on the new evangelicalism. And, of course, so much of what his book really is all about is about these people who think that they are going to create this wonderful new utopian world. He's got a whole chapter there on the Council on Foreign Relations, the people and their views, and certainly how these people want to remake the world. They think that they have the answer. They're going to bring about a world utopian society. But look at the world today. I mean, is it getting better or is it getting worse? Is man going to be able to solve our problems? What's man going to do about divorce? What's man going to do about the destruction of the family? What's man going to do about the economic situation? What's man going to do about the wars and the hatreds that are out there? And you pick up the story there, please.
Oh, my. The man's way or God's way, and it comes down to a very simple action of faith and belief that rather than our being just a chance happening of accidental circumstances, we find that God breathed into man the breath of life and he became a living soul. And God has, we recognize that I was talking to the fellow at Cornell, who's the leading geneticist, in genetic science. And, he had said that one of his graduate students that was assisting him in his, they're supposed to lead, be the leading group in genetic science. And one of the students said, why don't we take and color the four-letter, the four letters of the genetic alphabet and put them in a different color, and then let's take and feed all of these genomes into a computer and see what comes up on the screen. They did that, and they said the most beautiful...
Hold that thought, hold that thought.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Smith was actually telling us about, certainly he had talked to a geneticist back at one of the major universities, and he said that one of his graduate students, he told Paul that one of the graduate students had actually suggested that they color the various... was this just the various genes that they were going to cover?
No, it's a four-letter alphabet.
I see, fine. It's a four-letter alphabet, which is the alphabet then of the genome, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and each letter would have a different color. So basically then what happened?
Then they fed all these genomes into the computer to see what would come out on the screen, and they said they witnessed the most beautiful designs that you can imagine, and that more than just the 38 chain, in other words, and the connections of the 38 genomes between these two strands, it's so far more complicated than that, and that each of our cells, of course, have this structure in there that can reproduce another you, another me, and anyway. He said that even our decisions change our genetic structure. The thought hit me, oh, I would love to be able to throw up a screen of one's genetic structure before Christ, and then once you come into fellowship with the Creator of heaven and earth and see what changes would occur on the screen. And I don't know. I'd love to get involved with those guys. I had his name in my cell phone, and I had talked to him it's been now maybe 2 or 3 months ago. But I'm amazed at the complexity, and then for them to suggest, and these poor students that go into their college classes, and these academians who they just do not come to that faith because they really presume that they have the answers for all the students, and so they get their doctorate, and it's such a disappointing thing to see where academia is going today. And thank God for those Christian academians, but this doctor back there, this professor said that he would lose his grants for the study that they're doing if they knew he were a Christian.
Well, basically, of course, the thing is that there is a perfect design in genetics.
Yeah. Mean,
the whole concept of DNA and genes is built upon a design.
Yeah.
Well, of course, if you got a design, you got to have a designer. These things don't happen. And each one of us, you know, is made up of probably 8,000 genes that are active. And because they're little switches, you can turn them off and on, but you can put them in all sorts of different sequences. And certainly depending upon your mother and father and then the grandparents. And it is the most amazing design that's imaginable. And yet the average person never stops and thinks, if there is a design, there must be a designer. Oh, no, it just happened, you know, it evolved that way. No, they can't evolve. Nothing this complicated could simply evolve. There is a design. They know it. But, of course, if they accept that, then they have to accept there's a God.
Yeah.
And this is really the man is in revolt against God today.
Yeah.
This is the problem. And,
yeah.
And I think you bring this out very beautifully in your book, because there's really only two choices. Either the Bible is real and God is real, and the Bible is a lie and God is a lie. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to believe in God than to believe this. Everything just sort of happened by accident.
Well, I know when they told me, when I was a student, they said that life is a fortuitous concurrence of accidental circumstances. Well, that sounded pretty complicated to a young freshman. And you think, oh, well, that sounds pretty good. And then when you interpret that to the idea it's a chance happening of accidental circumstances, in other words, the fortuitous idea, here all of a sudden you realize, oh my gracious, you mean this is what they're trying to sell me? And I think our students, unfortunately so many, are caught up with academians and the idea that the professor does not want to submit to, in other words, He wants to be able to give the answers to everybody, and it would take away from his importance if a student were to believe that in the beginning God created. And so anyway, those are just some things that I've had to deal with, and I think of, oh Lord, it was just a precious way that the Lord took me out of Orange County, and very busy, the rat race that goes on, and he stuck me out in the desert, and we have one blinking red light in our community of 5,000 or 6,000 people, and on the back side of the desert, back road to Big Bear Lake, and we're about 600 feet above the valley, and the Lord just put me out in this quiet place, and the Lord just graciously began to pour in my heart these things that I can't take credit for the book. It's something that it was the Lord inspiring and directing, as he does. He not only takes care of our sin gene with his perfect work on the cross, that you and I can't add one thing to what he's accomplished, is what we try to add are filthy rags. And then he's not left me alone. I'm not out here in the desert alone. The Holy Spirit is here to guide and to open the word to my heart. And then he has a plan for each of our lives. And to me, where can you find a life more blessed than following the God of creation, who sent his son, loved me so much that he sent his son to pay the penalty and price for the sin of mankind.
Well, I think that this book is one that you read a sentence and then you go back and say, I want to read that again. I don't know when I've found a book. Usually I have to read them very, very rapidly because I have to read so many books. Yeah. I had to do two programs today. But anyway, I started reading your book a few days ago and I read it again today. And so often you'll read a sentence and you think, I want to read that again because it is very profound.
Oh, thank you.
Well, basically, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Paul Smith, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But this is a very profound book. I don't know how I got a copy of it so quickly. But
I heard your radio program.
Oh, you did?
Okay. And I thought, hey, this fellow's on target.
Well, thank you so
and
much.
I thought, I'm going to send him a book.
Well, I'm so glad you did, because I really am very, very pleased, and I think it's an important book, and I think it's one we're going to carry here, trying to get people to read it to understand how we correlate the scriptures with what is going on in the world today. Well, Sidney, would you like to tell our listeners, do you have a website or something?
I just leave in my book, Post Office Box 181, Lucerne Valley. And there is a Lucerne, California, but this is Lucerne Valley. And California, 92356. And what it is, sometimes when I get I had a number of messages on my computer this morning, and in our particular area, we have a lot of problems with the wireless out here, and this is why I finally got back to a hard line for the phone so that we would not drop this call.
Well, I'm so glad we did. How did you happen to hear my radio program? Did you hear it there at the
Bright
or where?
I was probably in my car driving.
Okay.
And picked it up somewhere. I was working with a number of churches, right near 1,000 churches across the country. Going from the airport or wherever, anyway, we had our pastor conferences in different places across the country, and I have those senior moments at 81 years of age.
Oh, well, I have them. I'm 82, so I have them as well. But suddenly, I just wondered, we never know. Well, the reason I do talk radio is because I listened to the wrong program some 49 years ago, and it intrigued me so much I began looking into all the claims of the speaker, and, I haven't looked back since then. We've been involved in this battle. Of course, took a long time before we began to understand the real spiritual implications of what is going on in the move towards world government, and how this actually fits into God's plan and warning for these times. So we've got data calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you'd like to ask a question, our guest is Paul Smith. Data, how are you doing? What part of Michigan in?
I'm in Flint, Michigan.
All right, fine. So we got a great station back there. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I have a comment and then a question. My comment is that my grandmother was born in 1899, and she told me that her mother, who was born in the mid-1800s, told her that those were the last days. And all the years of my grandmother's life, she's gone now, she was saying that these were the last days that she was living in. Uh-huh. Now, every generation that I see in my life thinks that right now is the last day.
Right. And you don't think so?
Well, I believe the last days began at the cross.
Well, I think, Dana, if you study, of course, but I'm going to let Paul answer that. Then, Paul, how would you respond to Dana? He says, look, his grandmother believed it was the last days. His mother believed it was the last days. And, Sydney, people are saying these are the last days today. So what would you tell him?
Dana, you say?
Yes.
You're right, go ahead.
Hi, Dana. Paul, and here's the thing that came to me. I think of Calvin, I think of Luther, beautiful men, and, living in the 15th century or so. And, and we think of how they were, dealing with the fact that here, they were anticipating the return of Christ. In their day, there were some men, you remember when Paul spoke to the Thessalonians, they thought that he would come, and here some of them had died, and he was saying, hey, you don't need to sorrow as those without hope. And he said that, in fact, they're going to the dead in Christ will rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But what did poor Luther and Calvin, they had to deal with, hey, he hasn't come yet. What are all of these promises that are being made to Israel at this time? And so what they did, they developed replacement theology. And that replacement theology says that the church has taken the place of Israel. But did you know that in our...
Dana, I'm going to have to disconnect you. Hope to listen on the radio, but we're getting some interference on your line there. But go ahead. Answer the rest of it.
Here we have replacement theology, but all of a sudden in 1948, Israel, to everybody's surprise, becomes a nation.
And that is so key to an understanding of the end times predictions, because basically people were writing 100 years ago about the end times, say, it can't be now because the children of Israel have to return to the Holy Land, and certainly in 1948, why they did. And that was really the beginning of certainly the events that are taking us to where we are today. So this is the first time in 2,000 years the Jews were in the Holy Land. That was an absolute necessity if these were to be the end times. So then, but maybe that was just a coincidence. Maybe that just sort of happened by accident. So basically, what are some of the other things that we see today that would say that this is different than it was, say, 100 years ago when Dana's grandmother said these are the end times?
Well, we have the whole development of neo-evangelicalism. And we think of here we have this tremendous press in our day. And Peter Drucker put it as a three-legged stool. In other words, and I look at the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, and it speaks of the fact that of this one world order. And I look at the 666, and I look at these men, the secularists, and these men, to me, they have tremendous ideas, and their desire to take care of the health care and the various issues to make it a community in the world. And they're looking to a one world community where people will not be starving, and that there'll be the distribution of wealth will be something that will spread around the world. They need to reduce our population to bring that about, and you have even anyway. I won't go into that part of it, but the idea is here. If I were going to take over the world, I said there's a promise to those that understand the 666, and I was saying, Lord, I'm just a kid. I was 25. And I said, how can I understand? And he put it on my heart to think of it this way. What would I have to do to control the world? The easiest thing is the banking system, and to take over we'd have a currency that we would control. Then it's the governance that comes next. And then the third thing has to do with how in the world are you going to bring about a one-world religion that's going to exist at the time of the Antichrist.
And I think that one thing that's so important, there's a great falling away at the present time, which is prophesied. And I wish Dana had heard our last program about the Nephilim mothers. They're not imaginary, they're real.
Yes.
Because we're told, as it was in the days of Noah, and certainly the world was totally evil. There's organized evil in the world today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
And as far as Rick Warren, we're out of time, Ron, but Rick Warren is the high priest of this new religion that is replacing Christianity. We're out of time. I suggest you get the book. We're going to carry it. It's called The New Evangelicalism. If you want to order it, you can certainly call our exchange. And I don't even know the price of it. But we do want to carry this. We think it's a very important book. I thoroughly enjoyed it. But
thank
it's
you
such
very
important.
Very fascinating.
God bless.
And hey, I'm going to be in Wisconsin.
And where?
I'm going to be in, I think it's in September, with Tommy Ice and some others. But anyway, I'm trying to think of it. It's Appleton.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
God bless, and thanks so much, Ron and Dr. Paul. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's been a pleasure to have you here, and I hope we can get you on some of our other 30 programs. We actually have four different networks we do. Okay. God has given me this, and it's certainly it's my ministry. I'm a retired orthopedic surgeon. I'm not a theologian, but I certainly can appreciate something of great worth, and you've done a wonderful job. Thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Thank you for allowing me to be on your program.
Good night and God bless. Okay, but that was Paul Smith and his book is in New Evangelicalism. If you want to order it, I have no idea. It's not that expensive, but certainly if you can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. We'll get back with you with the price on it, and we'll have it in stock very, very soon. But it's one of those books you read and you say, you know, that is just so true. This is absolutely true. And, of course, certainly I've never talked to Paul before. I've never even heard of him. I certainly know Chuck Smith, his brother, and, of course, the nephews, they were Chuck Smith's sons that got involved in this new evangelicalism. But, of course, you have to stick with the scriptures and accept that this is God's word. Either that or you're going to have to create your own religion and you're going to get into all sorts of problems, but remember, there is a conspiracy against God today, and they want us.